This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Russian-installed authorities have ordered all residents of the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson to leave immediately ahead of an expected Ukrainian advance. In a Telegram post on Saturday afternoon, the regional pro-Kremlin administration called on civilians to use boat crossings over the Dnieper River to move deeper into Russian-held territory. They cited a tense situation on the front and the threat of shelling and alleged terror attacks by Kyiv. Kherson has been in Russian hands since the early days of the invasion in February. The city's the capital of a region of the same name, one of four that Russian President Vladimir Putin annexed illegally last month. After sunset, darkness falls in neighborhoods and towns around Kyiv as Ukraine experiences rolling power cuts as a result of Russia's strategy of striking power plants and other infrastructure. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
In residential areas on the outskirts of Kyiv, as well as in nearby towns and villages, people walk in pitch darkness, watching their steps with torchlights or mobile phones. Andriy Pidobid, a taxi driver in the town of Borodyanka, sits in a residential building left dark at sunset. Pidobid says this is nothing compared to when the town was occupied. It was cold back then, we were hiding in the basement and could not stay in the apartment. He adds, on Friday, the power went off twice for about 2 or 3 hours each time. Ukrainians are vowing to stand firm despite the attacks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Giorgia Meloni has been sworn into office as Italy's prime minister, the first woman to hold that office. Hers is the first far-right-led government in the country since the end of World War II. This is VOA News. Hurricane Roslyn intensified to a powerful Category 4 storm on Saturday and was expected to keep strengthening as it churned toward tourist zones along Mexico's Pacific coast. The U.S. National Hurricane Center said landfall is expected by Sunday, although some weakening was possible beginning Saturday night. Roslyn was expected to be still at or near major hurricane strength when it makes landfall. Shopkeepers and factory workers went on strike in Iran Saturday as nationwide protests sparked by the death in custody of Mahsa Amini entered a sixth week. The death of 22-year-old Amini after her arrest for allegedly breaching Iran's strict dress code for women has fueled the biggest protests seen in the Islamic Republic for years. Young women have led the charge, removing their headscarves, chanting anti-government slogans, and confronting the security forces on the streets, despite a crackdown that rights groups say has killed at least 122 people. Activists issued a fresh call for demonstrations on Saturday as the Iranian Working Week got underway, but it was difficult to immediately gauge the turnout due to curbs on internet access. And in Germany, some 80,000 people joined a rally in Berlin in solidarity with the protests in Iran. The Oslo-based Iran Human Rights Group says at least 122 people, including some children, have died in the unrest in Iran. In Hong Kong, four members of the defunct pro-democracy student activist group Student Politicism were sentenced to up to 3 years in jail or detention Saturday under the island's national security law put in place by Beijing. The activists had pleaded guilty in court in July for a joint count of conspiracy to incite subversion in acts between October 2020 and June 2021. Student Politicism was founded in May 2020 and advocated for pressing Hong Kong's struggle against Chinese authorities. But after Beijing imposed the national security law in Hong Kong, activists and civil society groups rapidly began to close, either out of fear of repercussions or because their members had already been charged. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, says Guinea's ruling junta has agreed to restore civilian rule in 2 years. The news came after Guinea faced sanctions over its original plan for a three-year transfer of power. West African leaders last month suspended Guinea from the bloc and imposed sanctions on a number of individuals following a military coup. And our top story, once again, Russian-installed authorities in Kherson have ordered all residents to evacuate ahead of an expected Ukrainian advance. Marissa Melton, VOA News.